and welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've got a lot in store. We've got some super preview goodness.
We got lots of Silver Light.
And Visual Studio 2010.
I go 2010, but 2010 works too.
Odd 10.
Yeah, yep. We're shipping 2010. I don't know about 2010.
All right, sounds good.
And let's get right into it. So first thing is NBC will be putting Sunday night games available online on NFL.com and NBCSports.com. So what this means is you'll be able to live stream in a Silverlight experience these football games.
Gotcha. So this is from the same folks that brought you the NBC Olympics.
Yes.
On Silverlight streaming.
This player is cooler.
Yeah, what's new about it?
Slow-mo. You can go back and be like, oh, yeah, that's where, you know, if this was Joe Theismann days, everybody would be going back and like, oh, man, that's his ankle. Oh, that's his ankle. Oh, that's his ankle. So there's a lot of cool stuff in this player. By the time this airs, it's Thursday night will be the first time they're going to air this experience. So you can check it out. And it would have already aired by the time the show airs. But,
yeah.
So hopefully it didn't go terribly wrong.
Yeah.
But I've been checking this out, and this is super cool for football fans.
Nice. I wonder if you can watch, like, if you miss it Sunday night, if you can go back Monday morning and watch
the game. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have the games on demand as well. But, you know, we'll just make promises that may not be true.
Yeah, it's there.
That's what we do.
So you can Monday morning quarterback it
in
slow-mo. Awesome. So Doloto, helping you speed up your JavaScript.
Yes. Soma blogged about this, and what it is, it's a DevLabs project, so not, you know, like an official release of stuff, but what it does is it looks at your JavaScript code, you run this site locally, it analyzes the way your JavaScript frameworks are packaged, rewrites your JavaScript with the goal of having the initial code download being as small as possible.
Mm.
So on average, this was, they put it to a number of different sites. It was 46% on average. And this is sites like Bing, AOL.com, Google.com, Google Maps, etc. It downloads, so that way the first load of that page goes very fast, and then it downloads code sort of as needed.
So it's kind of like defragging your JavaScript.
Nice.
So, but that's awesome. I mean, if you look at these savings for sites that are already production
optimized
and have people that are optimized them, yeah, that's really awesome. So I can download this today. I can use it.
Yes.
And republish my JavaScript.
You're correct, sir.
I am good to go.
Yes.
Awesome. Doloto. So Codeplex adds editor role. So Codeplex is always making things better. So now they've got an editor role that allows you to just edit the wiki.
Yes,
right?
Yes, the wiki.
The wiki? Why are you saying it weird?
I'm not saying what weird. And issue a notification. So if you're, they had notifications for discussions, but not for all things going on in the issue. So if somebody, say, vote up or whatever, it's supposed to give you, you know, status changes, comments, etc.
Okay.
Emailed to you directly or the daily summary.
Okay.
And then recommended downloads. So, like, here's the recommend, you know, there's 20 downloads here that you can do. Download this version. This version works.
Oh, okay. It's not like, you downloaded this. You might also be interested in this.
No, it's not that cool.
Okay, gotcha. And then you can donate your proceeds from the advertising now is a new thing.
Yeah, so, to charity.
Exactly.
So, or to Brian.
Yeah.
Depending on
sounds good. So
how you roll.
So super preview, we talked about this at Mix. So this gives you the ability to, with Expression, to sort of like F5 your applications and see what they look like in IE6, IE7, IE8, other browsers as well.
We start with the, you know, the Photoshop comp, and then we can overlay the browsers and actually see the difference within the different browsers. Now, this is the RTM version of Super Preview. RTM of the free version.
Okay.
There's another version that ships with Expression Web that you have to either download the Expression Web trial or actually buy the product that does other browsers like, for example, Firefox.
I've heard of it.
So, yes, apparently. But this version is available for free, and that's only for IE...
6, 7, and 8.
6, 7, and 8.
And 9. But you have to unlock a reg key to use it. Yeah. We're not telling you which one.
IE 9, Channel 9, 999.
There's
three movies coming out with the word 9 in it.
Oh, really? That's
original.
Yeah,
it's like 9 spelled out, then the number, and then District 9.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. District 9 is awesome, by the way. So XUnit 1.5. Now, so here's what I don't understand. There's all these unit testing frameworks. There's InUnit, JUnit, XUnit, there's
well,
the MS test.
Java, so it doesn't really count.
Right, but
you can count NUnit, XUnit, and MS test is probably the
three for .NET.
Three horsemen of the apocalypse, sure.
Exactly. And so this is XUnit 1.5 release, 64-bit MVC support.
Yes.
But, you know, I got to be honest, I don't understand the religious wars between them, and I would love to hear from our Niners about why you like one over the other. So
I was talking, and we include this primarily because Duncan's dev team, Sampion, and those guys actually use XUnit,
mm-hmm.
And they're doing MVC support. So this is the one news item to have them. But I tried to talk to Sampion about it and why I use it. He was saying some things around performance, especially if you do red-green testing, like I write my unit test first,
right.
And then I wait for the test to pass, and that's how I know my site or page or controller whatever it happens to be is functional.
Right.
So that might be performance is one reason, and then like really just sort of pretty small differences in how features.
Now, I'm really excited for Visual Studio 2010 because we'll have a new feature called Test Impact Analysis. Do you know about this?
Tell me about it.
So Test Impact Analysis, basically, as you run your tests, it's examining which lines of code get executed. So when you go back and make a change, let's say you change just one line of code, we can tell you only impacted these three tests, so you only have to rerun those three tests.
Oh, that is cool.
So you've got 1,000 unit tests, and you just made a change. You don't have to run every single one of those unit tests. Just run the three that are impacted, and you're good to go. That works with automated tests, with manual tests, with performance tests,
everything. But what about things like you're doing crazy reflection and dynamic at runtime, loading a code, a DLL?
And hitting a database that might cause different execution paths. Yeah, those, of course, are going to cause different lines of code to be executed and different tests to be impacted. So this isn't a foolproof solution, but it's a way that you're coding day to day, or what are the things that I need to focus on right away? Like let's say I'm a manual tester and I come in the morning and I've got 1,000 test cases in my test plan, but tell me which ones are guaranteed to be impacted based on the changes that got checked in yesterday. Right, so this gives me the 10 tests that I need to focus on right then and
there. The stuff that you at least know definitively.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Cool.
So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that plays into the whole XUnit MS test game and everything else.
Is it pluggable, so I can plug in XUnit and it'll actually?
That's
do
what
impact
I.
It?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll need to figure that out.
Exercise for the viewer.
Yes.
Now Larry Larson had done. We had talked about this last week. Everything is a blur.
No, we didn't.
The 3D PDC video?
Yes. We didn't talk about it on the show. But yeah, so he filmed a video with Mike Swanson and Jennifer Rutzinger.
Yes.
Where they do their weekly show. And he made a setup that works with two, what are they, flip cams?
Yeah.
Where you can actually record in 3D. And then, or you record, you know, two streams, and then you merge those two together, and then you've got a 3D video. Just like 1982, and you know, but then you can watch it with 3D glasses, and it turns out you can actually do this at home for about $350, right?
Yeah, and it's really, you know, paying for the
hardware.
Yeah, the flip cams.
So if you've already got flip cams or other cameras you want to put together.
He walked through how to use the software, how to do the alignment, all that good stuff.
So. Yeah, and he sent around this awesome video of him at, on the trampoline with his daughter, and it was just really cool to be able to see, like, 3D in your backyard that you can then, you know, send to your grandmother and be like, hey, check it out. Here's your glasses. So it's pretty cool that's available now. And it's something that's been around for a while, but Larry makes it easy for you.
Right.
So
who is this blogger that decided to talk about zoom in, zoom out?
So this is something
that's my annoying voice whenever you want to like really just make some.
Oh, really?
Feel like crap.
I couldn't tell that was your annoying voice. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just
wow.
Take the time, use that voice, and read somebody's Twitters or blog posts or emails to themselves. Hi, I'm writing to you. And they'll want to kill you. Wonderful. So tell me about your blog post.
So so zooming in and out of the Visual Studio 2010 editor. Now that the entire shell is WPF based, there's lots of really cool stuff you can do. And one of the things that of course they've implemented is the ability to scale text and to zoom in and out, right? And if you have a mouse wheel, you can easily zoom in and out of Beta 1. But I found that there's no zoom key without a mouse wheel in Beta 1. So in Beta 2, which is coming out soon, you'll be able to actually press, I think it's a Control-Shift period and Control-Shift comma to zoom in and out. Turns out that like control plus and control minus were already taken by other things because there's a million hotkeys in Visual Studio. But this is just a quick blog post I put together that shows exactly how that will work. And it's really nice, especially if you're either demoing Visual Studio and you want to show a big room full of people something, or if you just want to quickly get that you know 10,000 foot view of how my code is structured and then be like, oh yeah, this is the method I want to zoom into. So drill right on down.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Jason Olson published a managed extensibility framework on Preview 7.
Mm.
So a managed extensibility framework is a way to do all the process isolation, build extensibility into your applications. Here's a framework that you can make your applications extensible.
Visual Studio uses this for their add-in framework now.
Yes. So what's interesting here is they actually go through, one is they've added Silverlight support. So you can actually extend Silverlight applications with MEF.
Mm.
And that's one of the big things. They go through how they publish everything to CodePlex, how this is effectively code complete, and even some of the things that they've tried to take away of the infrastructure cruft that you have to do and hiding that, perhaps maybe not the best word, but restructuring that stuff to move the cruft away.
Okay.
So cool stuff if you're into MEF.
Cool. Nice. ASP.NET HTML JavaScript snippet support. What is this, in Visual Studio now?
Yeah. So Jeff King had probably showed this off for the first time at last PDC. But I love snippets. You know, I use C# snippets. I don't think the J# editor had snippets.
You're a script kiddie. You steal people's code because you don't know how to write your own. I understand.
Actually, the snippets ship in the product. Thank you very much. Snippets are it's kind of like IntelliSense, but rather than being for just, you know, a method name, parameter name, it's actually for a chunk of code. So, for example, using an ASP login control, using a div tag, using an anchor link. So Scott goes through this, building an action link in MVC. Scott goes through a bunch of examples that show off the Visual Studio 2010 support for this. I think this is really cool, especially if you start thinking about you download some JavaScript framework like jQuery, and if it could include a bunch of snippets related to that framework.
So it's like, that would be nice.
Here's the common things like jQuery.animation would give you, you know, this snippet, and it just does animation, and it just says, you know, start here, start there, or, you know, time, for example.
You could add that to World of Warcraft Add-on Studio.
No. Actually, Add-on Studio does, in fact, have IntelliSense code snippets. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
For Lua programming language.
That was a fantastic idea.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. You're brilliant. And we get everything for free because it's in Visual Studio.
Nice. So speaking of Visual Studio, Visual Studio is having an extensibility summit.
Yes.
This is happening in Redmond next month, so October.
It's free.
And it's totally free. Yeah, it's actually 4 or 5 days here. So if you've ever wanted to, or maybe you already do, extend Visual Studio and create your own add-ins, or you know, connect up to TFS or whatever the case
build
may be.
Build your own IDE.
Exactly.
Like Add-on Studio for World of Warcraft.
Yep, exactly. Then you can come to this summit, and registration details are available.
And for, say, Niners that are going to be far away, our goal is to actually have these videos available streaming after the event on Channel 9.
Oh, I did not know that. So, never mind, there's no reason to show up.
That's a terrible thing to say.
We'd love to see you, though. So, good friend Martin Woodward, friend of the show, VSTS MVP of the year, pointed out the fact that you can now, as a BizSpark partner, can now get hosted TFS for free. This is huge. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, SAS is providing it, and I think the person's a MVP, Paul Hacker, I guess it's his company. $10 a user, all for free if you're a BizSpark customer.
Gotcha. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you're not a BizSpark customer, $10 per user per month is still a great deal to have your own hosted TFS instance up in the cloud and managed and taken care of for you and yada, yada, yada. So.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. D-Zone ref cards. So this is getting started with ASP.NET MVC. So we've talked about these reference cards in the past. They're very popular. Now you can get one for MVC. Hang that in your cubicle.
Yes.
Next.
Cubicle. I love it. So this is a new Coding for Fun application. It's Brian Peek's friend wrote this, and it's a Silverlight 3 file transfer application. So what it allows you to do is you can create a session. In fact, there's a link to a live application so you can actually see it run live.
That's awesome.
You create a session. You know, you plug in, then you join a session, and there's a special key. You say, hey, enter that person who created the session, and boom, you can now do quick IM, and you can also exchange files.
That's cool. That's a great sample.
Yes.
So it uses the server where the Silverlight app is hosted as kind of an intermediary
exactly
for passing
right.
files back and forth. And so who did this again?
Brian Peek's friend.
Gotcha.
We feel bad because apparently Giovanni, last time we talked about his Silverlight application, which was doing image comparison, we only introduced him as Brian Peek's friend.
Yeah.
So this is Giovanni Montrone.
That's right. So
or,
nice job.
AKA Brian Peek's friend.
Time for picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
So my pick of the week is actually a TFS work item manager and project dashboard is what they're calling it. And this is from Telerik. So this is one of the VSTS MVPs, Joel Semenyuk, pointed this out. And basically what it allows you to do is get this, like, I guess a Scrum-like dashboard for working with all of your TFS work items, and also another dashboard that allows you to kind of monitor TFS and see in a really nice, get a nice UI for working with TFS from kind of a manageability and monitoring perspective. And this is awesome. There's actually a similar dashboard from Kenchango, who makes the Scrum for Team System add-in. Mm-hmm. But their dashboard, they actually is a commercial product, whereas this one is totally free. And so the nice thing is you can create your user stories and you move them around like you would Post-it notes and kind of write on them.
Even print them out
and
go into from like a grid view of, hey, here are my work items, mm-hmm. and then you know, click out which ones I'm going to be working on, and then
can you print them onto actual Post-its? That would be
awesome. You
probably
have to get the whatever special paper, but yeah, you probably could.
Yeah, so really cool, and this is a free download. It's a beta right now.
Yes.
But they've said that it's going to be free forever. So once they release it, will continue to be free.
And really, it's a showcase for the WPF controls that Telerik ships.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Yep.
Cool stuff. So my pick of the week is there was a contest, Dream Build Play, which mm-hmm. is to build cool XNA games.
This is the second or third time they've done it.
Yeah, second or third. Mm-hmm. and the game is Dust and Elysian Tale.
Elysian Tale. Come on, you're World of Warcraft guy.
Elysian,
yeah.
Yeah. So they announced the winner at.
This game is beautiful. It's like it does not look like it was created by like an indie game studio on the XNA framework. Like this
absolutely
game
absolutely not. So
is
we'll have a link to the trailer. There's over 100,000 views for the trailer online, and people are like, "Wow, that's an absolutely gorgeous game. It's got cool stuff like, you know, buying upgrades for your dude, and mm-hmm. you know, it's got a little Bambi, deer running in the background. It's just its own dream world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So kudos.
Check it out. And then they actually had a bunch of other games on display at PAX this past weekend.
Right.
So there's a video game trailer we'll have to put a link to where they show videos of lots of these other, you know, top XNA games, and they're just amazing right now. It's amazing what people are doing.
Yeah, there really should be somebody that just, like a real studio that just buys, cherry picks the top ones and chips them. But
put together a business plan.
Yeah,
and then hoards them and doesn't let anyone else play them.
Exactly. All right.
That's it for the show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.